This week, those of us in Messianic Judaism are reading in Exodus the account of the Egyptian Passover, which foretells the Passover in which Yeshua died as a sacrifice for our sins. Our reading of Scripture follows the traditional Jewish plan of reading Genesis through Deuteronomy, the five books of Moses each year. These five books are called the Torah, a word meaning teaching and instruction, and also containing mitzvot, commands. They are divided into portions in Hebrew, parshiot, and singular, parasha, or parashat. One portion is usually read each week. This past Saturday, we read the portion containing the climax, the actual Passover, and Israel's escape through the Red Sea. The most important part of this for us who follow Yeshua, Jesus, is what the Egyptian Passover portrayed. The death of a lamb and its blood placed on the doorpost of the homes of the Israelites in Egypt was God's sign for the angel of death to pass over their homes. Israel's firstborn sons escaped death, death which came to Pharaoh's home and to every Egyptian home. This is a prophetic picture of the Passover celebrated many years later by Yeshua, God's Son. In Leviticus 23, God described seven festivals that he commanded Israel to keep. To Moses he said, "Speak to B'nai Yisrael," which means the sons of Israel, "and tell them, these are the appointed Moedim of Adonai, which you are to proclaim to be holy convocations, my Moedim." Moedim, the plural of Moed, festival or feast in English, means God's appointed times, times that Israel is appointed to meet with him. The first of them is the Shabbat, the weekly Sabbath. The Feast of Unleavened Bread and the Passover, grouped together, are the second of the Moedim, the seven special events which God has called Israel to observe. Following the Exodus from Egypt, God made a covenant with Israel, a covenant which they broke many times. He punished them, but because of his love for them and his mercy, he promised Israel a new covenant. Hundreds of years after the first covenant, the prophet Jeremiah said, "Behold, days are coming. It is a declaration of Adonai, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah." The new covenant, a blood covenant, was cut some 600 years later when Yeshua died on the cross for our sins. And every person who has trusted Yeshua, Jew and Gentile, has become a covenant partner with God through the new covenant and a covenant member of God's Commonwealth of Israel. It says in the book of Luke, "Then came the day of Matzah, when the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. Now Yeshua sent Peter and John, saying, 'Go and prepare the Passover for us, so we may eat.' At his last Passover, Yeshua took a cup of wine, representing his blood, and matzah, the unleavened bread of Passover, representing his sinless body, to describe the cutting of the new covenant with his life. The next day, he died on the cross as the perfect sacrifice for the sins of all who will receive him." Yeshua's death as the Passover lamb, a wonderful gift from God, inaugurated the new covenant and fulfilled the Egyptian Passover. Yeshua also fulfilled another of the Moedim found in Leviticus 23. It is Shavuot, the festival of weeks, Pentecost. hear about it next week. Until then, Shalom Aleichem. Peace be upon you, God's peace.